I'm into BDSM. You know, bondage, shit like that. Some people might find that weird, but I'm sure those people are into things others might find weird. So let's not judge, okay? I mention this because it's important to what happened. Gives you an idea of the kind of company I often keep, the kinds of places I often find myself. BDSM club I'm a member of, that's where this all started. It was last weekend around 1 a.m. Saturday night, or early Sunday if you want to be a dick about it. I was just an observer for the night. These kinds of places one sees a manner of... interesting attire. Lots of latex, zippers, chains. The man that summoned my attention and kicked this whole thing into gear was wearing a red latex suit that looked as if it were painted on. He said he'd seen me there over the past year, and that he knew I was serious about the life we'd chosen. He spoke cryptically, and everything about his tone and his choice of words made it seem like he was almost like a BDSM purist. He commented on my piercings and tattoos, commending me for my commitment to body modification. I don't have anything extreme, just sleeves, a few piercings, and then he told me I was ready to ascend to the future, only now. It was fucking weird, but I like weird, so I was intrigued. I asked him what he meant. He said the club in which we stood was a child's playhouse, a diet, sugar-free version of where I belong. Mind you, he said that as we stood in a room featuring a woman suspended from the ground, hogtied, having her stomach and legs whipped with a cat-o'-nine tails. I'd never been particularly into the most extreme stuff, but then again, I was intrigued. Part of me thinks that I wasn't the person who was supposed to get the card. And then the man in the red latex suit mistook me for someone else. The man in the red latex suit handed me a business card that gave only an address and a brief instruction. He told me to go join the upper echelon that night, because I'd earned the opportunity. When prompted, I was given the night's password, Omega. I put the address into the GPS of my phone, and I found that it was located in the downtown area of the city where I live. Had it been a rough neighborhood or the middle of nowhere, I'd have given it more consideration, but the address was to one of the largest buildings in the city, and for some reason that gave me a little peace of mind. Now, I know that's foolish, but curiosity, as they say, killed the cat. I left the club and went to the building, pulled into the parking garage, and drove to the fourth level per the instructions on the card. Once there, a valet opened my door and I was walking into the building and up to the 27th floor, the hallways of which were lined with people holding odd positions like some kind of live art installation. I was taken into a part of the building that was cordoned off, and I saw what I thought was the aforementioned upper echelon. And it looked no different than where I'd been half an hour prior, only better lit, which wasn't necessarily a good thing. There may be 60 people there, and they were all wearing the same sort of BDSM gear as the club that I'd come from, only these people had more body modification work done. I hadn't been asked for a password at that point, so I wasn't exactly sure why I'd been sent to this place as if it were such a huge step up from what I'd been into for years. But then the lights dropped, and two bowls filled with a flaming liquid that sat upon waist-high pillars were set ablaze, and a man stepped between them. The man was wearing a normal business suit, but his face had all sorts of modifications done to it, from tattoos to piercings to all sorts of bumps to his nose having had the skin between his nostrils removed, leaving simply a nose with a huge hole. He gave a speech, welcoming everyone, inviting them to have a good time. But then he began to talk about something more. "This place is inclusive of all. All the most extreme, the most imaginative, the most different. There should be a few of you in the crowd that were given a password. I invite those of you with that password to form a line at the elevator, and we will escort you to the main event of the evening. If tonight is your first night, you should consider yourself quite lucky. You're going to witness the final product of Miss Benedict's transformation."
A light applause swept over the room.
"Password holders, please, to the elevator."
I, along with about 15 other people, went to the elevators, and before we stepped into either of the two made available to us, we whispered the password to a large man in a suit. Up to the 30th floor we went, and stepping off the elevator, there were sheets on either side of us, creating a sort of makeshift hallway. We walked this path until we reached a large open area, at the back of which was an area hidden by yet another sheet. This one hung horizontally, almost like a stage, with its curtain pulled.
We were led into the open space, and for about 45 minutes, we all just kind of stood around, conversing amongst ourselves. I found someone else who had also been there for the first time, and when we tried to ask others what we were going to see, each person said that we just needed to see for ourselves. One man did say that the last time they'd had one of these events was over a year prior, so he couldn't be exactly sure what they'd be seeing. But he had an idea.
"You have all seen the most extreme of body modifications," a voice boomed as the lights dimmed. "Holes where holes shouldn't be. Splits where things should be together. Things together where they should be apart. Well, we've got something new for you today. Something you've never seen. Something that will amaze you,
as it amazed us to perform on the lovely,
the brave Miss Bennett. In a few moments, you will be the first to see what will undoubtedly become the new rage in the body modification world. Welcome to the stretching party."
The person I'd met and I began trading guesses as to what was going on here. What was being stretched on this Miss Bennett woman, both eagerly anticipating the reveal while also a bit nervous. I mean, I was into the lifestyle, but I didn't want to see anything too gruesome, and all signs were pointing to the fact that this was going to be more hardcore than I was used to. A short time later, a drum roll began emanating through the room.
"Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a truly one-of-a-kind woman,"
that same voice blared over the loudspeaker.
"Over the course of 2.5 years, 19 procedures have been underwent to complete Miss Bennett's transformation. Well, you all don't want to hear me talk. I give you phase 24 of the stretching party."
And with that, the curtains drew back, revealing what was indeed a stage. The whole room got quiet. We'd been able to hear a mouse skitter across the floor. Then came the footsteps. Clunky, uneven footsteps coming from somewhere behind and to the side of the stage. Pat, 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 pat. The steps got louder as they got closer to the stage. Then I saw the silhouette and my heart sank to my stomach. A black figure, thinner than thin, standing tall, leaning hard to her left. Two spotlights burst on, flooding the stage with light as gasps and hushed whispers filled the viewing area. She limped towards the stage on her legs that were twice as long as my own, with braces on them to keep her standing. Her torso was extended with a space above each and below her ribs that wasn't there on the average person. As I said, she was hunched over hard to the left, and her arms, which looked like they had two extra wrists each, hung down and swayed as she stutter-stepped out, aided by a man in a suit on either side of her. Her jaw had somehow been unhinged, making a deep underbite on her mouth that couldn't possibly close. A massive black hole on a face that was twice as long as it should have been. Her nostrils had been stretched to the size of half dollars, and her earlobes hung down to line up with her bottom lip. The men helped her to the center of the stage and stood ready to catch her if she fell as she slowly, clumsily, awkwardly twirled around in a circle. As she did, I saw there were several more notches in her bent spine than there would normally be. The voice came back over the loudspeaker.
"Miss Bennett has dedicated herself to our community, becoming without question the most modified woman on the planet. We have added several titanium rods to her to act as new bones and performed a number of skin grafts to cover the extra space. This woman is the 8th wonder of the world, and you all have the privilege of being the first to lay eyes upon her."
The room filled with a light clap from guests, both amazed and horrified. A gurgle left the gaping maw of the at least 9-foot-tall Miss Bennett as she stood on braced yet still wobbly legs. I looked around the room and found one couple aggressively kissing each other, another man masturbating, and others whispering to themselves and pointing up at the stretched woman. It was at that point that I decided I'd had enough. I said bye to the guy I'd been talking to, who ignored my departure and just kept staring at the woman on the stage with what I can only describe as rapturous eyes. As I tried to leave, I was stopped by two men in a suit at the elevator door who made me sign a non-disclosure agreement, which I did.
They then accompanied me to the fourth floor parking garage and only finally turned around as I began driving. I called the police immediately because, why wouldn't I? Nothing about what I had seen seemed remotely legal or ethical. The police went to where the party had been held, getting there probably an hour after I'd left, and it was almost as if no one had ever been there at all. According to the police, the only evidence they found of anyone being there on either of the floors that I'd been to was a few pieces of duct tape that had ostensibly been used to hold the sheets up. And a puddle of what looked to be drool on the stage area. The parking garage was empty. The police lost interest, even suggesting I'd made the entire thing up. And then a few minutes ago, I got a text. You were not prepared for the upper echelon. You attempted to compromise our hard work. But we are a forgiving group, fortunately for you. Despite your transgressions, you will have the privilege, like Miss Bennett, of being the guest of honor for the next stretching party. See you soon. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that I should have heeded the warning of the curious cat.